This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Korean culture is everywhere right now.
On your screen, in your playlist, and probably on your dinner table too.
You're listening to K-Talk on ORFM.
Your no pressure, all fun dive into Korean culture with Gen Z's.
Good evening at home. We are back with another episode today. I'm William.
I'm Ursula.
And today we are talking about
fashion and makeup.
Yes.
I mean,
all things Korean fashion and makeup.
This is such a fun subject. It's so, what's the word when it's just for one person?
Oh.
Like, it's so niche to each person.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, every individual person is so different about it, and everyone's so got their own thing and their own, like, whatever with
it's very subjective. It's
yeah,
a very
that's
open
the one.
Topic.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Yeah, so for today, we're gonna start talking about some different sections when it comes to fashion. So we're going to talk about what makes Korean fashion unique. You know, it's kind of taken over as, like, a new fashion hub in the world. We're going to talk about Korean fashion hits and misses, and then also Korean models and all of the different sponsorships that they have.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to cover idols, fashion we like, and also K-drama. And then we're also going to talk about some street style and everyday fashion, and maybe how it compares to over here.
And over here is the bottom of the world.
Yeah, specifically the bottom of New Zealand. I don't think we have much fashion here.
I mean, Dunedin fashion, obviously that's where we're from. So
yeah,
we're known for being cold and having four seasons in one day.
That's true. You have to dress functionally. It's not very aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we try to be aesthetic, but
You know, it's not like the other cities, though. You walk down Queen Street in Auckland.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot to learn.
But, like, at the same time, nothing's as warm as a feather down puffer. So, like,
that's true.
You
can't
know.
Meet one of those Kathmandu jackets.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay. First subject that we were going over: what makes Korean fashion unique?
Yeah.
Kick us off, Will.
I mean, I think, yeah, I do think it's fair to say that Seoul in particular has become a fashion hub in the world.
Has it?
I think so.
Where do you get your information from?
I don't know. That's me assuming.
Oh, right.
But I
cool.
think it
so
has.
This is Will's thoughts, guys,
this
at
is my
home.
Thoughts.
This is just Will's personal opinion.
I think maybe pre-COVID, it was niche. It was kind of underground. I think people were talking about Korean fashion now. I think.
I think
maybe
so.
I'm biased because I do, but I think it's getting more in the conversation.
Okay, but I think mine is, like, my opinion, right?
Yeah.
Got many of them. I think mine is mainly subject to my TikTok feed, which is actually generated to suit me. So
that's what I wonder.
We're hard to tell.
In the algorithm. We're deep in it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more surprised if there's not Korean on my feed.
Yeah,
days.
Me too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But first impressions on Korean fashion, what do you think? When you're thinking Korean fashion, like, first thoughts?
I think, okay, first word I would use, expensive.
Oh, okay. We've got different thought process. Yeah, carry on.
That's the first thing I think.
First, yeah.
I think trendy. They're always on the trend.
Yeah.
And expensive, trendy. I think that really sums it up for me.
Okay.
What words do you think of?
You're probably going to be surprised.
Yeah.
I think beige.
Yes.
Because on neutral, it's, like, very neutral.
Neutral.
Very black, white, not many
Definitely.
Bright colours.
Not in the streetwear.
No. So then I also think it's suited to the environment.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, like, a global thing. I think it's mainly done on the conditions of the environment. Because it's city environment, you know, like, I have an office job, I dress for city.
Yeah.
When I worked
it is very
out
city
of city,
wear, isn't it?
You know, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
So I don't know what people are wearing outside of Seoul.
Do you know any other place outside of Seoul?
I do.
It's your go-to.
But I don't know what they're wearing.
I mean, like, yeah, I just... I feel like it's so, it does differ from Western fashion only, okay, and I say this, and this is my opinion only, guys at home. I think it's a lot more conservative, and I think that's not really my own thought. I think that's quite a general opinion of most public.
It is.
Yeah, and I think it's more conservative, and we also see that, like, in our shows, if we were going to compare Western K-drama with Korean K-drama, we see that in the personal relationships as well. It's a lot more conservative.
It is very...
It's not... I mean, and I'm not saying, like, everyone's like this in these countries. I'm just saying, like, if you watch the stereotypical American one, I mean, they're together on the first date, probably kissing.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, and... You wouldn't get that in a K-drama at all either, if you're lucky, halfway, or not until the very end.
Yeah, that's
so
lucky.
Yeah.
That's lucky to get it at all.
That's what I'm saying. So that's where I see the cultural difference with that as well. So it's like, if you see, like, my view on that, does that make sense?
I agree. Yeah. I think they are very conservative, and I wouldn't be surprised if that really is heavily reflected in society and not just in media.
Yeah. And now if we actually have a look, so unfortunately you guys cannot see this at home, but we'll just describe it because we're so, what's the word?
Descriptive?
For, yeah. Inventive.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can leave that one.
Okay, let's not go too far down that spiral. Anyway, like, we've got some insos picks, so, like, basically going over kind of what our style would be and, like, what we like about it and kind of... Yeah. Like Will said in previous episodes, I try to, not copy and not... I like aspects of the Korean fashion that I've seen predominantly in my K-dramas. Obviously, a lot of the fashion I've seen outside of it is, like, runway. So it's quite extra and quite extreme. Yeah. But, like, if I'm talking, like, what I've seen in my K-dramas and, like, office vibes, I kind of try and base my style off that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see you've been influenced by it.
Yeah, definitely.
100%.
Yeah. So, like, one of the outfits, like, I've got, like, and, like, I don't predominantly wear blue jeans in the office, but, like, it's blue jeans with a brown blouse and then, like, a beige kind of pinky coat with a white top underneath. Like, it's quite plain with an over-the-shoulder brown bag. Literally think I wear this outfit myself at home.
Yeah.
I've literally worn this.
I think that's the first thing I would say you've picked up from Korean fashion is the oversized jacket.
Yeah.
Or coat.
Coat. I mean, I'm a coat gal.
Yeah.
We are in Dunedin after all.
You're definitely
all.
And specifically, neutral. Beige.
Oh, yeah.
Natural colours, definitely.
I'm a beige gal.
Yeah, you are.
Although I have been told in the past, and this is so sad, and it's not, it makes me feel so old. I got called a beige mum by someone once. And
That's not a compliment, guys.
It was not a compliment. I was like, excuse me? They're like, you just always wear beige. And I was like, okay, that doesn't come across the way you think that's coming across. But, each to their own how they take that. Some people might think, like, yeah, I'm wearing neutral. Like, it works for me.
That's one of those generational things that's like, that's an insult. But to you, you might think, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Or maybe not you. People older than you might think that. You're smart enough to clock it.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
They didn't mean it as an insult, but, like, in my mind instantly went to, like, defense, like, oh, can't believe you just said that. Hold the phone, buddy. Like, let's go back. Let's be honest, though, I suited beige more when I was blonde. I feel like since I've gone to brunette, it's just not the same. I'm suiting more my oranges. I'm in my autumn phase.
But you changed with the season.
I do.
Just like Dunedin weather.
Yeah, which you get four in one day half the time. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, like, my other, like, inspo pick are kind of mid to long length skirt, boot, and a long sleeve.
Yes.
Again, I literally have worn this exact kind of outfit before.
Yeah. So, again, it's neutral. I think they do a really good job of looking simplistic, very minimal, but it's not.
Yeah.
You can tell there's been a lot of effort and planning.
Yeah.
It's kind of like... Have you seen how popular the colour analysis is in Korea?
I mean, you kind of see it in, like, everyday videos on, like, people's TikToks when they're walking around the city and stuff like that. You get a good vibe for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a science, I think.
Yeah.
To some level.
Do you know what? Oh, do you know what outfit I do love?
Yes.
Again, don't judge me for my K-drama obsession, guys. All right? Just no one judge me. But.
No, caught me.
Yeah, hold it in, Will. Hold back. So, I really like the office outfits. The skirt with the blazer. And it's not like, I'm not talking like a neat blazer. I'm talking like cross stitch kind of.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's not just simple.
I feel like I'm going to lose everyone who's listening right now.
Got to really imagine.
Let's get back on track. Will, go on about what you like. Will, talk about it.
First thing, when it comes to like Korean, I agree with you 100% on the neutral.
Yeah.
And the inspo picks, I picked out two kind of random inspo picks that I liked. They're both brown, very soft brown colours, but one is like a very soft cardigan. Yeah, this is something that men don't really wear here. I think it is something quite Korean. Okay, it looks very comfortable.
Hold up. I want your opinion. I'm interrupting you. This is literally you.
It is, but I don't have a cardigan.
But I swear I've seen you wear something so similar to this.
I have got something similar. This is something that I can say is also inspired by Korean fashion.
Okay.
Very soft, very comfortable.
It's not what I would think, but I get it.
Yeah. And the other one, it's a brown jacket with a grey turtleneck and high waist pants.
I feel like that screams like old money vibe to me.
It does. And I like that.
Mm, okay.
I'd like to get there one day.
Mm, dreams are always free. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay, and then like, okay, we've talked about inspo, we've talked about what we like, what we wear.
Yeah.
What do we not like?
Oh, I've got some.
I'm going to probably hit some nerves with some people at home listening.
Yeah, this is, okay, so we're on to hits and misses.
Okay.
So
I think mine's the biggest call out though. Like if we were going to talk about this, because me and you have spoken about this.
Yes.
Dress over pants.
Yeah.
I hate it.
No, I don't like that.
I know, don't use hate lightly.
Yeah.
It's, I don't
know. I get the layering, but we're not layering the pants, right?
I think in my shows, the girls look pretty that wear it. But, like, I would never, ever wear that at home. And I just, I look at it and I just think, like, it just doesn't look right.
I agree.
Like, anyone can wear what they want. Like, I'm all for that. Like, I wear what I want, right?
Not everything's
a hit. I probably get judged, but I don't care. Everyone's different. But, like, yeah, I just don't love the dress over the pants.
No, I do agree.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not solo here.
Layering can be done too much.
And speaking of BTS, when we talk about layering too much.
Oh, yeah, so I also found a BTS look that I don't like. So I should preface by saying I think BTS have amazing looks. Many.
They do.
But okay. They don't.
Yeah.
As we're on hits and misses, they fit that category. There's hits and misses.
I think for us both, right, and I speak on Will's behalf saying this, and he totally agrees. It's okay. He's nodding at me, guys. Don't worry. I'm not holding him hostage. The Arirang concerts, and for those of you who watched Arirang, probably we're going to get so much hate for this, Will.
I know.
Don't get me wrong. We love BTS, right? Okay, but like, I don't like the hoodies tied around the waist look. It just looked messy.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's okay, all for them. Like, that's probably the look they were going for. But for me, I was just like,
There's a lot going on. The colour scheme is simple and basic, so it's got to be good.
It reminds me of, like, when you're, like, 5 years old and you walk into your parents' closet and you just put everything on.
There's too much, right?
Yeah. Like, I was just like,
strip it back a bit.
Yeah.
Everything's so baggy.
I mean, that's fine. That's the look they're going for. But it's just all the extra pieces of clothing around the waist I can't understand.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, I agree. It looked cold, right, for Arirang. It looked cold. But I'm just...
It's like RM really pulled off the scarf, I think. It's a very big scarf, oversized, you know?
He looked the most normal to me.
Yeah, he's not doing too much.
Yeah.
There's nothing around his waist that's just there for no reason. I feel very picky.
It's all right. We're allowed to be.
And I had one other BTS look. I think they look a bit of a mess. Colours are clashing. There's a big, really oversized jacket.
Coat? Yeah.
And I don't like it at all. So
yeah.
I think they look best when they're at least trying to match.
No, the thing is, I think like they genuinely look kind of matchy. Like there's a theme there. I genuinely myself,
yeah,
don't love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've spoken enough about what we don't like.
We have.
We have. Was there more that you don't like? I mean, nah, let's not
break. There's not much I don't like.
Let's get rid of the negativity now, folks.
Yeah.
let's move on. Fashion items we'd recommend to beginners.
Oh.
I mean, not that we know the first thing of fashion. Probably take one look at me and be like, okay, lady. and you know what? Fair enough, too. You know, I'm not here to judge. But, like, if it was me, I mean, I'm a coat girl.
Yeah.
If I was going to recommend anything to anyone, it would be a decent coat.
It's a great way to tie an outfit together.
I think it dresses up some outfits. And yeah. I think I'm not the only one that would think that either. I think if you get a decent coat, you can definitely dress yourself up.
Yeah.
It really
finishes the silhouette.
Yeah, it does. Mm. No, I think I'm all here for a coat moment. But that would be my recommendation. Well?
I'm going to say the cardigan.
Oh.
I love them.
Okay, cardigan. Okay, I can't be the only one that thinks cardigan and goes grandma straight away, do I?
That's what you would think.
Yeah.
And I think if I wore one tomorrow, that's what it'll give. But they do it right in Korea.
Okay, fair. All right, I'll give you it. I'll give you it. Next, sponsorships and models.
Oh.
Okay. Go on, introduce us. Name a few.
Okay, so straight off the bat, Jungkook.
Oh, yeah. And everyone, okay, and I'm... Girls and girls that love the male gender, you have to admit you had to have seen the Calvin Klein ad.
Yeah, go look it up. We're not going to describe it here.
Yeah, we're not describing it at all. That would be a very long episode.
How detailed do you want to get?
You know, if you are a Jungkook fan, I would definitely, if you haven't seen it already, I mean, shame on you. But yeah. If you have seen it.
You've seen it.
If you haven't seen
you've
it.
You've seen it.
You
I know
to
you've
seen it. Everyone knows it. It's Calvin Klein.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Well, I know you like Felix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big Felix fan.
And he's a big ambassador.
Brand he's ambassador. A model. He does modelling too.
Yeah. Like
he gets invited to Paris for... Don't judge me. I'm probably going to screw this up. I feel like he's Louis Vuitton.
I don't actually know.
I wouldn't be
surprised.
Pretty sure it's Louis Vuitton that sponsors him.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not just Louis Vuitton. Like, there's everything. There's car brands. There's sports brands. I think Adidas he's signed a deal with as well.
I've seen a lot of people in Adidas.
Yeah, Adidas kind of signs everyone, don't they?
Yeah, seems like it.
Not that I know anything, but...
Maybe it's, like, short-term ones. I don't know. I feel like I've seen everyone in Adidas.
Felix is Samsung as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Korea, yeah.
That's big.
Yeah, that is massive.
It's like you're in control of the country at that point.
Yeah. There's also another one that he does, and I'm trying to remember the ad, but I feel like it's got dogs in it. He kind of does everything. Online and looked up Felix sponsorships and partnerships.
Yeah.
You would be surprised by the list.
Yeah.
And like I mean that. Like I think there is a like yeah.
I was looking up before this episode how much BTS has sponsorships, mm-hmm. and every single member has like 3 or 4 big brands.
Oh, BTS have massive, and they've just come out with a noodle brand of their own.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it, right?
That's when you've made it.
You have your own noodle brand, you've made it in life, guys. Just advice from Will, life's quotes.
Yeah, my new diet.
Let's manifest that in life, I guess.
Yeah.
But like we said, like there is a few. I don't know who else I can think of on the top of my head. Who else? There's Jungkook, Felix, and Jimin.
Oh, yeah, Jimin.
Jimin. He's got quite a few.
Yes, he does Dior.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well done.
Very simple looking, but it's sophisticated. It looks amazing.
Okay. And thinking of that brand... There's another one, Bang Chang from Stray Kids. Big ambassadors too. I don't think he's got as many as Felix. You know, don't quote me on this.
I'm sure they all have a lot, but Felix is standout.
Felix is standout all the way.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know females. Do you know many females?
I have seen some. I've seen...
Jenny?
The Blackpink girls are all over the brands.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, but I don't know the exact brands. I've seen them all over the place. Jisoo? Tommy Hilfiger?
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Okay, wow.
I know that one.
Yeah.
So you name a brand and one of these top idols is definitely showing that brand.
So then going on about idols. Idols and K-drama. We have briefly touched on K-drama a little bit, okay?
Yes.
If we want to talk most memorable outfits from a K-drama, yours, yeah. What would yours be? Is there anyone that you think K-drama in, like, don't tell me Squid Game because, like, a tracksuit is not,
yeah.
It is not the best colour. I love green. Green's my favourite colour for those who are watching at home, but no.
Yeah, they kind of look good in those tracksuits.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that's my pick here.
Each to their own is what I will say to that. Try and leave my opinions.
There's uglier tracksuits, I think. But I don't know if anything actually stands out to me.
It's because you haven't watched It's Okay Not to Be Okay.
I was going to mention that because that is my next watch. And I'm ready to be impressed.
And I'm finally ready for you to watch it because you take forever to watch any K-drama.
I do.
I'm already finished almost another one.
I'm still watching Crash Landing on You.
I'm watching Mr. Sunshine.
Ah, so you're on your next one.
Yeah, I'm already halfway through it.
Good job.
It's a bit longer, this one, though, so it's taking me a bit longer.
Yeah.
That and I stopped, came back to it, stopped, came back to it. But now I'm fully, like, just episode after episode back into my rhythm.
That's good. You've found your rhythm again.
I found my rhythm again. Not that it's a good one, but no, this K-drama's cool, actually. I tell you what, first three episodes, boring. After that, very, very good.
Okay, guys, stick it out.
Yeah, you've just got to stick it out. If it helps, I sometimes do something else while I'm watching it in the background.
Mm.
I feel like I'm going to get some hate for that, but I just...
I can't casually watch.
Sometimes it's just some...
You'll miss the outfits.
I mean, no.
You've got to be glancing a lot.
Let's talk about It's Okay. Well, I do.
Good.
It's frequent. Sometimes I'm sitting there watching it, but then if it's like a boring conversation, I know how it's going to end. I just kind
of
like zone out for a
second.
There's
a lot of
cliches. Oh, stuff this. Yeah, right? Right? Or when it's like kind of military parts or boring parts or like, you know, lengthy parts that I don't care about.
Yeah.
But I don't do that very often. Okay, I don't do that very often.
Good.
It's only just like... This one I did it the most in those three episodes, but I'm now fully committed. I'm back.
They caught you in. They reeled you back in.
They roped me back in, finally. Finally, I'm like fully committed with that one.
So I want to ask, do you have a favourite from specifically It's Okay to Not to Be Okay, or are there just too many?
Female lead, she wears an outfit. Wait. Let's talk about something else while I bring up an outfit to, like, actually show you, because I've got it in my mind and I feel like you need to see this.
I think, like, the most memorable outfits to me are actually just the bold, bright colours, but of course they're not really streetwear. They're quite, kind of high fashion. So it's hard to say, like, there's not a lot of casual clothes in the K-dramas.
No, there is.
There
You're
is,
just not watching the right ones.
But when I'm thinking of like the best possible fashion, there's a lot of bold, you know, like the top person in the company, the CEO, the outfits they're going to wear are amazing.
Oh yeah, of course, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
But they still nail the streetwear too.
Talking about It's Okay Not to Be Okay. Okay, so outfit just in mind, like I hope you guys have a good imagination at home, all right? I want you to visualize this. I don't have the nicest voice, so no one's going to go to sleep on us. That's okay. Like, she's got kind of, like, leather jacket moments. And she's a blazer gal. And she's, like, a puffy sleeve girl as well. And skirts. Oh, I think she wears so many skirts in this one as well. Skirts and dresses. And she wears, like, the bright colours.
Oh, yep.
She's, like, stands out compared to everyone else.
And I really do love when they pull off bold colours.
She's stunning. Honestly, she's just so stunning. Like,
yeah.
The actress herself, I honestly can't remember her name.
I think, honestly, the woman lead almost always looks amazing. But I also appreciate that the guy is not always just wearing a suit. That's nice.
Ah, puffy sleeve. See what I'm on about? Big
yes.
Puffy sleeve.
I
mean, like, very
everything's
puffy.
Oversized.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. It's very...
Baggy.
Think, no,
that's
do you
the
know
trend.
What? No, that's not it.
I think so.
No.
No more skinny jeans.
Oh, no. You just don't watch enough. No, obviously there's a lot of fitted stuff too, right?
There is.
Like,
it normally
suits,
does.
I'm thinking suits, business suits, dress suits, dress outfits.
It normally is very well fit.
Men's suits are usually fit in these shows as well.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, I would not say that.
Yeah. I think overall, there's a lot to learn, though. And there's a lot I would like to see in New Zealand more. Is there anything you want Kiwis to start wearing that's inspired by Korean?
I just want them to dress up more.
Yeah. Try harder, people.
I just did a lot
been
of...
told by Ursula.
I just think people could dress up more. You?
I agree. 100%.
Okay.
No more Canterbury shorts.
Oh.
No more...
We are a farm country. It's hard to narrow that down.
Yeah.
Weed that out. It's just not going to happen. Individuality will. People got to live them lives, you know?
They do. I feel like no shame to the Canterbury short wearers. I have a feeling they're not the ones we're listening to this podcast, but...
That's very true. I think that's all we've got time for today. But until next time, guys.
You can catch more episodes of K-Talk on your favourite podcast platforms.
Whether you're deep into K-pop, K-dramas, food, or just curious about the Korean culture, we're all figuring out as we go.
Stay curious, stay open, and don't take it too seriously.
We'll see you in the next episode.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.